All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
The station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It is time for Breaking Bad News. Breaking Bad News is never easy to do. That's why you come to us, because we're just professional at making people cry.
Only if you really loosely define professional at this.
That's right. Today, we're actually speaking with Raymond. Good morning.
Morning.
So tell me, my man, who are you breaking the bad news to?
I am breaking the bad news to my boss, who is also my father.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Interesting,
that could be
interesting relationship there.
Yeah. So what are you breaking the bad news to him about?
That I don't want to work for him anymore, and that I've got another job offer.
Okay, ooh, cool. What do you guys do?
We work at a car dealership. He's the general manager. I'm one of the salesmen.
Oh, for sure. That's a stressful job. I mean, it's a fun job. Once you sell that car, that's good. But is your dad not a nice boss, or is that the reason why you're leaving?
He's not a super nice boss.
Oh.
He's not cruel or anything, but he's very demanding. He expects a lot out of everybody. And I feel like he expects a little bit more out of me. Like, he's trying not to show favoritism to me,
sure,
but he sort of swings too far the other way and comes down harder on me than he does on anybody else.
Okay, I can understand that.
And I think also he's got this idea that, like, I am going to replace him when he retires, and then my son is going to replace me, and then his son is going to replace him. So he wants to start this sort of dynasty at the dealership.
Good show, by the way.
Real adamant about everything being just right.
Sure.
I totally get it, man. Working with family can be very hard, especially when you work at like different levels like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
is there like anything specific that happened at work that made you want to start looking for another job?
You know, I started working for him right out of college, so it's been like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
And just
time to
every day, it's the little bit adding up and adding up and adding up. And I just
get it.
Can't do it.
How do you think he's going to feel once you tell him, dude, dad, I love you, but I'm leaving. Are you leaving the industry altogether?
No, actually, because the thing is, I really like the work. I just don't like the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an offer from our main competitor, So that's not going to go over super well.
No.
Yeah, I would not imagine. No, if he wanted to build a dynasty.
Oh, my gosh. Your competitor. Well, all right. Here we go. This is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. So your dad won't hear us, but you will. But yeah, good luck to you. We will be here helping you out in the end.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Raymond breaking the bad news to his dad. He's leaving the dynasty of where he works, and he's going to go work for a competitor.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, it's Raymond.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
There's something I have been wanting to talk to you about lately that I haven't really known how to bring up, but...
Okay.
I've got another job offer, actually.
Whoa! So hold on. Another job? You mean you're leaving?
Yeah. So I'm leaving
dealership. How long has this been in the works? I mean, you just don't get a job offer. You've obviously been thinking about this.
Sounds pissed already.
Well,
you know that. That competitor that you hold in utter disdain, they've actually made me an offer that I'm going
to
take.
You're telling me that you left you're going to sell cars for somebody that I hate?
Yeah, that's what
Raymond,
I'm telling
you. Raymond,
you
know how I feel about those people. Why are you leaving us? What's wrong, Raymond? I can't believe this, Raymond.
I know it's and I've not done this without careful consideration. Mixing the business and the family and the way that we're doing, it's just not been working for me lately. I want you to be my dad.
What exactly is the problem, Raymond? I'm very disappointed in you, Raymond. Right now, I just want to let you know that.
Such a dad thing.
Yeah, I figured you would be, but I think it's going to be better, certainly for me in the long run, and probably for you and
you know
the
I wanted this to be
well.
A family business, Raymond. Okay.
I know,
brother,
but
you know your brother Jim's going to be joining us here next year, and now you're leaving
Jim.
More to the dynasty.
Jimmy. Yeah.
Well, Jim can replace me. Like he'll be great.
This was supposed to be a family affair, Raymond, and you're leaving. Well, not only you're leaving us, but you're going to a competitor.
Yeah. Yeah. You can see why.
Raymond, why don't you just come into work? Come into work today, and we'll talk about this, Raymond. Okay. I don't want to do this over the phone. Come into work and let's do it face-to-face.
Oh, let's break in. Hey, good morning, Daniel.
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
This is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. Your wonderful son, Raymond, wanted you to join us on air so he could break the bad news. So you're on the radio right now,
yeah.
But yay, it's good for business, right?
No. Really? We're doing this on the air? Raymond, this is how I you know what? I taught you how to be a man, Raymond, to do things face to face. Now we're doing this on the radio in front of strangers.
Well, Daniel, the thing is, he just really wanted to help. He obviously he feels bad. He
if
knows
he really
you,
wanted to help, he would stay and not leave me.
True, but you can understand like I'm assuming you had a father, Daniel.
Yeah,
I'm guessing he put a lot of expectations on you. It can be very, very difficult for a young man wanting to like express himself, like go out, do his own thing. It could be living under your shadow, feeling like you're being way too hard on him. It can be difficult working with family.
The reason I'm hard on him is because I know he has more potential.
Sure.
And he's not using it.
Sure. Raymond, do you ever feel like, you know, it's true, you know, our parents do put pressure on us and they just expect the most out of us because they believe in us.
My dad put pressure on me, and that made me who the person I am today. And I'm just trying to instill that in my son, Raymond,
right?
Who I'm very mad at right now. Oh. Not only for leaving, but for doing this on the radio. I'm here talking to a complete stranger about this.
I guess I could understand that. Yeah. So Raymond,
thousands and thousands of strangers, actually.
No, Raymond, you got the news out there. That's good. Like, do you think you could go in and talk to your dad face to face? Like, let him know why you're doing
this. Yeah, like a man,
just,
Raymond. Like a man.
Just be as honest as you can. And Daniel, try to be understanding from where Raymond's coming from. That just he wants to live his own life right now. Maybe he'll come back someday.
Maybe you don't go to the competitor though. Maybe if you're gonna leave, don't go against the competitor.
Let me tell you something. If Raymond leaves, he's not coming back.
Ugh.
Like to the family?
No, the family is different, but this is business.
Yeah, so you guys see where I'm coming from a little bit now, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, we're here for you. If you need a huggy bear, I give hugs.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to take the rest of this call off the air. You two obviously need to let some things go, like talk about it.
Well, it's a bit late now. Yeah. So why don't you... So Raymond, come into the office and we'll talk about this. Just you and me.
You know, there is a good thing about this, Daniel. You know, Aaron, our producer, is looking for a car. So once we get off of air, maybe he can come see you and get a car.
Little silver lining.
Yes. Very funny. Ha ha ha.
No, it's true.
No, I'm not joking.
He's not happy.
He doesn't
with
like
us.
Me. I'm not shy. Okay.
Wake up!
Wake up!
That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
The station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We call this Facebook fighting. You know, Aaron, you go onto Facebook and then you find people that don't really have lives. So they decide to spark something interesting in their life by creating a fight with each other.
I just need more and more and more of these.
I know, you just want it. I know.
So much.
Obsession. Well, we found this great fight between Randall and Bridget. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to actually read this fight word from word. And then they both agreed to come on air and see if they can hash this out.
Good. We'll see if they actually can.
We'll see if they can. So, all right. So you're going to play Randall and I'll play Bridget.
All right. Here we go. That's it. I give up on trying to be anything other than alone. I try and I try, but I keep getting rejected. I keep wondering, what's the point of even trying anymore? No girl ever wants me, and for like no reason. These girls want an unrealistic storybook romance instead of a real guy who can't live up to their absurd expectations in their head. I'm done dating for good.
I think I can speak for all the girls out there when I say that we're happy that you're giving up, Randall. I've been how you try, and it's pathetic. I've seen you do it. You're awkwardly hit on girls you clearly want nothing to do with you. So, no, it's not for no reason. There are probably 100 other reasons.
Of course you would say something like that, Bridget. You can get laid whenever you want to.
It's true.
It's harder for us guys. We are judged way too harshly. All I want is for one girl to give me a chance.
Well, we would give you a chance if you weren't such a fucking tool. I mean, I remember watching you approach a group of four girls and get rejected by each one individually. I don't think they are a problem, but I think you're a problem.
You keep saying things like I'm just some sort of douchebag who wants one-night stands. I actually want a relationship with people. At least I don't spread my legs for every guy who buys me a whiskey sour, unlike some people. Unconvincing cough, cough.
Wow. You know what? F*** you. First of all, you're lying to yourself. You obviously are just looking for a f***y. I've seen your Tinder swiped left, by the way. Second, I don't think you've ever seen me go home with a guy. I probably have sex as much as you, only it's my choice.
I know you don't take them home because the whole bars hear what you guys are doing in the bathroom stalls. I don't think you've ever even know how to say no to a guy.
Said no to you, didn't I?
Wow. Kind of brutal. Oh.
Well, he sounds very delicious. Yes. I love the voice. It's very nasally.
Very nasally.
Very good. Well, there you have it. That was a fun fight that we found on Facebook. So here's the fun part. And now we have them on the phone. So here we go. Let's speak with Randall. Good morning, Randall. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. That's not how I sound.
I love it. No, you don't really sound like that.
No, you don't. I interpreted you as a much more nasally man than you are, but I'm sure you're a very nice man.
Yeah. So what
I think I am.
What is going on between you and Bridget? How did this whole fight on Facebook occur?
We're friends of friends. Like, I know her through another friend of mine. Sure. And, you know, it just started up just random. I said something that she came back at me, and then it just went back and forth the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know her super well. I know her, you know, kind of well enough to have an opinion about her. And she definitely has an opinion about me.
Sure.
Okay. You definitely don't know me well enough to have an opinion.
Bridget. Yes, love.
I've seen enough of you out in public to have an opinion. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. The fight begins.
Okay, none of that is true. And he's just being defensive because I've seen enough of him to know how gross he is with women. And I've heard enough from other women that I know.
Well, what do you mean he's gross with women? I mean, it sounds like he's just trying to, like, meet new people.
He doesn't want to be alone.
I'm not gross. That's probably the problem. Maybe you just want gross. I'm not gross enough for you.
He's just awkward as hell, and he just goes up to every single woman in the bar when we've already seen him be rejected.
Yeah.
So it's, like, clearly not special when he's just, like, goes to the girl next to her, rejected, and keeps going around until he's, like, talked to every woman in the bar, even though we've already seen him try everyone else first.
Sure. So
you have to keep trying. I mean, so you're supposed to either stop. So you stop. So the good thing to do is to not approach women. That's what you're saying.
If you get rejected by one woman, don't then ask the woman next to her out or something. Like, you're literally going for the girl's friend who was there while you asked out the first woman.
Not what I do. I mean, I'm not some clueless idiot. Like, I can, it's just, I have enough confidence in myself that I can keep asking people, women, you know, I mean, you should see what she does. You should see her style.
Yeah, what's her style?
The thing about the whiskey sour, it's true. Like, that's all it takes.
Well,
that's
I get
really
kind of like that, too.
Not
I have
accurate at all.
You think
it's just
that's
like,
not accurate?
Women came out of the bathroom,
you were in the bathroom with a dude, and women came out, and they were rolling their eyes, going, like, talking about what was going on in there. You know you hook up with dudes in the bathroom.
Really?
What girl doesn't?
No, you do.
Come on. It's the good old days.
It's one thing to, like, make out with a guy in a bathroom. It's not like I'm doing anything more. You're just making assumptions, and you're just jealous.
She admits it. At least you were honest about it. That's good.
Aaron, don't you think there's an issue here? Because clearly Randall has hit on Bridget, and she denied him. That's how I'm seeing this.
Was she special to you, or was she just another one of the random girls you hit on in bars?
I don't hit on random girls. I hit on girls that I find that I think are attractive.
Right.
Some women, like Bridget, are attractive until you get to know them.
That is a true aspect. That's for sure. Bridget, did you ever find Randall attractive?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely. No. It's not happening here.
No, not at all.
Well, good for me. That's lucky for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Randall. But, Randall, you can understand how girls wouldn't be... They want to feel like you like them instead of you like them because they're a woman.
Yeah, you don't
well,
wanna...
I want to get to... I find somebody attractive, then yeah. I want to get to know them, so sure. I approach them so that I can find out if I... You know, if I want, if they are interested or if I'm okay. interested in them.
Okay, but ask how he approaches women. Yeah. Like, because I'd love to, for you to hear how he approaches women and, like, what he says.
Yeah,
but,
that's a good idea. Randall, yeah, pretend I'm a beautiful, buxom woman at a bar. I'd like you to try to pick me up.
Do it.
Hi, how are you doing? How's your night going? I'm not some weirdo. I just.
Yeah. But it sounds like you kind of do like a conveyor belt type thing. You go through one, and if she denies you, you go through another one.
When you're out there.
What's that? Oh, I believe you. For sure.
Okay, but he didn't point out that he interrupts people mid-conversation. Like,
I don't interrupt
like a girl
people
is
mid-conversation.
Saying something,
she's
in the middle of saying something, and it's just like a loud, drunk.
I can listen.
Well, one. Yeah. Well, luckily, I don't Funny. Think we'll be able to resolve this, unfortunately.
Oh, come on. I want to.
But I don't think they like each other at
Make
all.
Make up.
But luckily, mm-hmm. I do. There are a lot of bars in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
So one of you can pick a new bar to go to.
Sure.
Certainly no shortage.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. There's plenty of room and there's plenty of fish in the sea. And I'm going to keep fishing and trying to find somebody
yeah.
who's not so judgmental and not so just. Yeah, and not so loose. Like, I want a woman
wow.
who wants a relationship,
God.
Not just a hookup with some random dude in a bar stall.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. It's time to get in the mood, Aaron.
Oh, I'm always in the mood over here, Krista, but it does help when we read these.
Absolutely. Misconnections is all about spotting someone outside, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just so dumbfounded I can't say anything because you're just so extremely sexy and hot, and that's why you go to Craigslist and share these stories, and then we steal them, and we put them out.
Yeah,
for everyone
but it's very
here.
Important. I think we can help people find love if we really want to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we do. Perfect. All right, why don't you kick it off?
Perfect. So mine is Women for Men, and it's titled Half Price Books. Full-priced lady.
Ooh.
Damn, girl, that booty is tight. Forget a quarter, I could bounce a whole roll off those cheeks.
That's right.
I was in half-price books looking for a book on border collies when you came up to ask me about books on yoga.
Nice.
I told you I didn't work there, and you just walked away. Mm. I'm so happy you're wearing yoga pants, though, because I caught sight of those two hugging hams they were holding.
What is wrong with you guys?
Your pants also had this pink lacing on top, and your shirt said something about tacos on it. That's all I remember. That's all I remember about you. I was about to leave when I tried to find you and get your number, but you had just disappeared like a ham dream. I hope you are real, because you look like the girl of my dreams. Let's get together and make both old dreams come true. We read this as they're written, and this is written pretty badly.
Well, sometimes you're just so, you know, filled with
desire for hugging
yes,
hams.
Yes, that you forget how to do grammar correctly.
And he was also looking for a book on border collie. He has a dog.
I love it.
He has a dog. That means he's hot.
Dogs and hams, honey. Mm-hmm. Those go together. All right, this is Women for Men. It is titled, Hey, Jerk, I Thought We Matched.
Hey, Jerk.
I'm looking for a guy named Austin who goes to Edgewood. We matched on Tinder, and I messaged you, but you never responded.
What?
And I want to know freaking why. You were so super hot in your pics. You had these nice side abs going and blonde, wavy hair. You actually might just be the hottest guy I've ever matched with, but you never sent me a message back, and I'm not ugly or anything, so it makes no sense to me. I mean, what's the point of online dating if no one actually talks to you?
Yeah.
I wanted to go out with you, then take you into my dorm and make everyone on the floor feel awkward and weird because my screams of O's everywhere.
Wow.
Oh!
Jeez. Oh! That would suck to live in the dorms and have to hear that.
Oh.
Hey, I'm trying to study over here. Can you stop?
Oh, yeah. I can make you stop. So, boy, listen, you better hurry up and message me before I decide to find someone else. I could easily change the name Austin to Aaron.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. I we're on the same sheet. I can say, it doesn't say that.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.